BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. One of our listeners is really confused about what to press his best thing of 2016 buzzer for. A new week of bangers, and we've done our fourth round of playground insults with two of the biggest stars in Hollywood. Enjoy Jennifer Lawrence and Chris Pratt sat opposite each other, throwing out as many insults as they can think of. It's really good. Scott Mills, Radio 1. Hi, Eric, Scott here. Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
Gemma.
Where are you, Gemma?
I am at uni in Edinburgh right now.
What are you doing at uni in Edinburgh right now?
I'm supposedly studying, but I'm not really. I'm kind of staring into space instead.
You're so distracted right now, aren't you?
I am. This is probably the best distraction, though, so it's fine.
Yeah, for good reason. Are you excited, then?
I am so excited. I've been waiting for this playground insults for ages.
I know. I saw a lot of people on Twitter saying the same, you know.
Yeah, I know. I'm so excited. All my flatmates and I are so excited.
So who are you a big fan of, Jennifer Lawrence or Chris Pratt or both?
Pratt.
It's Pratt.
Yeah. The ladies love him.
Don't call him just Pratt, though. That's weird.
Showed a picture.
Yeah, he's a beautiful man.
Yeah, showed a picture to my girlfriend last night. She was like, oh, he is fit. I know, don't say that. It's weird.
Does that annoy you?
It is, because up close, I didn't rate him so much.
Oh, good.
No, I know. I understand he's a very good-looking bloke, but...
Up close, not so much.
No, I think there's a lot of hype around people, isn't it? And okay. It's because you always see them in movies. Everyone looks fit in movies.
Before you speak too much, I would actually like to have permission to play this at some point this afternoon.
It's just a bit of honesty.
Yeah, so I do think it's our best one yet. Like, we say that every time, but they are getting better and better because Jennifer Lawrence is so good at this game.
I bet. I could see that.
Are you going to go and see the film?
Oh, 100%. I think, yeah, probably the day it comes out.
Where will you be listening to it at 1:40?
Probably still in the uni library.
Are you going to be secret listening?
Secret listening. Secret not studying. Just looking productive.
And we'll have a video for you as well.
Yay.
I'm saying you'll watch the video way more than once.
Yeah, 100%. All the way.
So make sure you're here at 1:40. Jennifer Lawrence and Chris Pratt, playground insults.
I'm so excited. It's going to be so good.
Good to speak to you.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Gemma. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So our fourth playground insults is coming up with Jennifer Lawrence and Chris Pratt at 1:40. I think they enjoyed this a lot, actually. Well, actually, Chris Pratt said as he left the room, he was like... This is a great game you guys have got here. That's a really bad Chris Pratt impression, but he did say he liked it.
Yeah, but didn't we hear that afterwards they went and did an interview and one of our colleagues who works on the show where they were doing the interview said that they were constantly talking about the feature that they'd just done, which
Yay.
Was Playground Insults, which was what we'd done.
Well, I think they have to sit in those rooms, normally in hotels, promoting their film, sometimes for hours, answering the same questions about the same film. And it probably gets a bit repetitive and a bit dull. So when they have a chance to sit opposite each other and slag each other off a bit, it's probably quite enjoyable.
Yeah.
And as you'll hear from this little bit, there was a bit of adrenaline going on as I tried to think of the next one, the next insult to throw out.
My heart is beating so fast right now.
I have adrenaline and I don't know why.
Too.
You can also tell that obviously they spend a lot of time together making this movie, but you can tell that he was really trying to psych her out.
I can't think of anything bad about you.
Don't you psych me out.
I like
shut
you.
Your mouth.
I like you so
shut
much.
Up.
I love
shut
her.
Your mouth. Shut your mouth. And... I mean, she just kept firing them, and he wasn't as quick or as good at it.
I think I just lost about 20 points. You really got me on the ropes.
It's pretty intense in there. Mm. So, Playground Insults, 1:40 today. Make sure you hear it.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Went to the Strictly semi-final at the weekend.
My mum said she saw you in the audience.
Yeah, met the dance partner's other dance partner, Ore. The one that gets her the scores that I never could.
Awkward.
No, but what a good bloke. We really got on. And I mean, obviously, when they first get with someone else, it's weird.
Yeah.
But I wish him the best. We got on so well, and they are in the final next week.
Yeah, do you actually wish him,
I could have
do
done
you
for...
wish him the best, really?
Absolutely,
or are you
yes.
just saying it?
No, I really do.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, everyone. So, a couple of weeks ago, me and Chris went to probably the poshest hotel in the whole of London. Did you notice in there, I saw someone order a sandwich. I don't know whether it was Jennifer or Chris or, I don't know, one of their people. When you have a sandwich in there, They cut the crusts off.
Oh, one of those places.
That's living, isn't it? The glamour. Anyway, so picture it. We're kind of commenting on whatever they're saying.
Yep.
In one kind of little bit of this room at the back. And Jennifer Lawrence and Chris Pratt are sat in this dark room with just a spotlight on each of them, and the voices are quite hushed. It's quite kind of almost whispery in there, isn't it?
They've said hello to us at the start. It was all quite pleasant, and then suddenly it just seems to get all serious.
Yeah, it's like our version of Mastermind. I mean, these are silly insults, obviously, but I just quite like whenever we have a star or some stars do this, they do actually get quite into it. So presenting to you, Jennifer Lawrence and Chris Pratt, Playground Insults. Hope you enjoy it.
You are so falsely strong that if I was given a choice of you or your wife to protect me, I would choose Anna.
Why did they call it Joy?
I really loved you in Everwood. Said no one ever.
I can't think of anything bad about you. I
stop.
Like,
no, don't you psych me out.
I like
shut
you.
Your mouth.
I like you
shut
so
up.
Much.
You are so stupid.
It's a shame
that your 3-year-old son has probably taught you everything you know.
Compliment smack down there.
It's such a shame to meet somebody you thought you'd like.
You are so dumb that I consciously make an effort not to use compound words or words more than 3 syllables.
How does it feel being in the stupidest Marvel movie?
You are so bad at acting that the cast of Saved by the Bell feel sorry for you.
I recently told you that you act like Adele sings. I hate Adele.
Where do you keep your Oscar?
That was really good. You were given an Oscar for Best Actress. You would also get one for being the worst. I think I just lost about 20 points. You really got me on the ropes.
You are such a bad guy. I don't have anything. Your beard is so thin. Oh, I can't talk about my pubes.
Okay. Fair point.
Okay. You are so old that your publicist is a registered nurse.
You have so much fake hair that if you commit a crime, the CSI lab would probably convict some Ukrainian girl.
Okay. Before our sex scene, I took 2 Pepto-Bismol.
During our sex scene, I felt your rubbing into me. Okay.
And that is Jennifer Lawrence and Chris Pratt, Playground Insults. That was the darkest one yet. Thanks, guys. By far. Oh, yeah. Wow. Good, eh?
It's so good.
Really good.
Love those two.
Just don't hear them talk like that, do you? So good.
I recently told you that you act like Adele sings. I hate Adele.
Okay, the video's up. Go to the Radio 1 YouTube or go to the Radio 1 channel on BBC iPlayer. You can see the Playground Insults there right now. The video's up already for Jennifer Lawrence and Chris Pratt.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Jason on Twitter, who says, now it's confirmed, Jennifer Lawrence is a legend. Definitely. Love Jen a lot, says Angela on Twitter.
It was really on. Even at that point where it was like you couldn't think of anything, she just wouldn't let it stop.
No. So good. Stephen says, Jennifer Lawrence is my fave. Playground Insults is my new favourite thing. That's from To Do on Twitter. Don't know your actual name.
My favourite thing when you're there as well is watching the publicists watching what's going on. And you're
like
just
hawks.
Thinking, okay, good. It's yeah. still going.
Yeah. Do they hate us? It's still going. It's really like... You like obviously you're enjoying it, but you kind of part of you wants it to be over too because it's horrible.
Oh, the video's so good.
Yeah. And when we turned up that morning, really didn't expect Jennifer Lawrence to say these words, did we?
Your beard is so thin. Oh, I can't talk about my pubes.
No.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Can you remember in Christmases Gone By on this show why I had Christmas beef with Shaken Stevens? I can't.
Yeah, it involved some kind of night out where. It kicked off, didn't it? Am I right in thinking this? You'd gone out for a meal. Is this right? Or that you'd worked at a radio station and he'd turned up and you'd gone out for a meal or something and he'd left you with a bill. There's some kind of meal-related beef down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And every single Christmas on Radio 1, people are like, are you going to play his song this year?
But no, you refuse to.
Well, I'm holding my hands up and saying it's a long time ago.
Oh, you're letting it go?
Yeah, he's coming up in 2 songs' time.
Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
See any of that Satcher at the weekend?
I saw most of Saturday, yeah. And then I actually missed the result last night. I saw pretty much the whole show except the result.
Right. Actually, I turned on just as the result was happening.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, yeah. But, like, I turned on while the massive gap is happening.
Oh, Scott, I'd seen about an hour and 50 minutes up to the point of the result. Thought, do you know what? I've just had enough. So wandered out to put some waffles in.
Yep.
And by the time I came back, it was announced.
It just goes on so long.
Has it
always been this long?
Sure. Well, probably has, hasn't it? But 2 hours when there's only 2 people left.
I know. I mean, they really spin it out. And there's only so many live performances you can have and tension building, but it goes on
Madness we're on.
Right. Who was doing the bookings this year, please?
Mate, they did a song called Come Down Mr. Apples.
Right.
Which I've never heard. But I think that's a classic case of they've got to play the song that they're promoting at the moment, right, before they get onto Baggy Trousers and whatever, the ones that other people might know. But it was not booking, it felt.
Did they know they were booking them for the final of X Factor? Did they remember when, like, Rihanna used to be on it and Beyonce and all that? Madness. Hey, how come they've let Honey G release a Christmas song?
Yeah, and sneak
How's
that in.
That allowed?
So she did that performance, right? And at the end of it, does a massive plug for it. But I've seen on her Twitter, it's all signed to Simon Cowell's label, right?
But it can't be Christmas number one.
Because
it's out on the 23rd, so that doesn't work timing-wise.
Also, I worry she overhyped the promotion so much that it's going to be a nasty surprise when it doesn't do quite as well as she thinks.
Right.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I know, John and Kent. All you can now hear is the Casualty theme tune, thanks to Grimmy.
It's true.
It's true, though. Oh, it's going to be like the Emily Sande microwave poppy again. No one tell Mallory Knox that, because they'll hate it.
No, someone's got to break it to Knox.
Emily wasn't keen, but... Rock Casualty. Okay. So, it's time to open today's door on the Who Vent calendar.
Yes, I forgot about this.
Yeah, yeah. Alice has been looking after it at the weekend, so you knew we'd do the Who game on the show. We thought it'd be nice to have an advent calendar, 'cause Christmas, but behind each single door every single day is a massive Who, something that you probably haven't heard of for quite some time. There's been some great ones in there, haven't there?
Oh, so really good ones. Ronnie Pickering.
Yeah.
We had a live call with the Wheelstone Raider.
Uh-huh.
That was awkward, actually.
It was actually awkward.
Hooed him.
On the phone while he was there.
Yeah.
Dial-up internet's been on. Been loads. Right, should we do it then? Should we see what's behind the...
excited.
Day 12, door 12 of the Who Vent calendar. Here we go. Excited.
The Whovent Calendar with Scott Mills. Today I think it's door number 12.
This is so good. Jessie J singing one word over and over again. Oh!
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Is it not stressing out just a little bit that Christmas is like not this weekend coming but the one after?
In what sense should it stress me out?
Like no presents, no...
Oh, the shopping thing?
Yeah.
No, we always talk about this. It's easier the closer you get to Christmas.
I've just looked at my calendar and it's definitely not this weekend but the one after.
Don't panic, it's meant to be a good time.
Well, I'm panicking and I've got most stuff. Oh, why is it so stress?
You stressed for me?
Yeah, I'm really stressed for you.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Because I know on Christmas Eve you'll be like, oh, let's go to the shops. Brilliant.
Yeah, it's fun. That's tradition.
How we can't on Christmas Eve because we're doing a show. It's a 6-hour show and it's on Christmas Eve. We've got a whole show of bangers for 6 hours.
Mm.
And I've just been compiling my list. I'm fairly confident. Oh, there's such good music. Like, if you're going to be driving somewhere on Christmas Eve... Or maybe you'll already be at home. Just put Radio 1 on because we've got 1 till 7.
Yeah.
All bangers, Christmas Eve special edition.
It's just straight up tunes. It's all bangers that we've done this year. Such good music, you're right.
Bit of Christmas in there as well. It's going to be good. Hi, Kaylee.
Hi.
What's happening?
I'm just chilling at home at the moment. I just got back from uni yesterday.
Okay, you back home for Christmas?
Yes.
Where do you live?
I'm living in Cheshire at the moment, but when I'm at uni, I'm living in Gloucestershire.
Okay, have you been having all the Christmas parties?
All the parties have been on, yeah. No exams, so all the parties.
Are you back home with the family now?
Yeah, I'm back home with my mum.
Yeah. Have the party stopped?
No. My mum's always up for parties, so they're still on.
But do you have to go to mum rules now? So, like, nights out, you suddenly get messages from your mum saying, what time are you home?
Yeah.
Like, don't wake anyone up.
No, to be fair, my mum's amazing. Like, she knows, like, she's dead chilled with it all. And, like, she normally videos me when I come in quite drunk. So
okay, excellent.
Shout out to your mum.
Always good to have video evidence, I find.
Yeah.
Okay, right, so... I'm going serious today. I've picked a banger.
Okay, new week.
Yes. Can't believe this hasn't been on before. Watercolour, Pendulum.
Tune.
Not bad for a Monday, is it?
No, good start to the week.
Yeah. Okay, Chris.
All right, Kaylee, you can have that. Or I've gone slightly more old school with this. Fanny LeGrand. Put your hands up for Detroit.
I always find best not to sing along.
Good Monday songs here, so.
Both good choices.
Yeah, good bangers.
Yeah, they are cracking.
It's up to you now.
Okay, well, I don't know. They are both, like, massive party anthems. I don't know. I am in the mood going out, and to be fair, Scott, yours is a banger.
Oh.
However, Chris, yours is a classic.
Yes, Kaylee.
So
today, my hands are well and truly up for Chris.
Wow. Yes. Great way to put it as well.
My hands are well and truly up for you.
Yeah, we all know what you mean though, Kaylee. Right, let's enjoy this.
I can't believe I just lost with a Pendulum track.
I know, but still, that's a big song. 1-0 to me this week, Scott.
It's okay, I've got the whole back catalogue to work through yet. Good choice, though.
Yeah.
Fanny LeGrand, Put Your Hands Up for Detroit, chosen by Kaylee on Bangers today.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, so one of our listeners, Gavin, over the weekend dropped me an email, and... I mean, it's nothing serious, but like a little bit of a dilemma. Obviously, you know, nothing really, really... like important.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you know, I'm available anytime for anything trivial like that. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Any stories that you've got, everything that's happened to you at Christmas, just tell me stuff. You know I love stuff. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. My inbox is always open. Hello, Gavin.
Hi, Chris. No, Scott, sorry. Hello, Scott.
Yeah, whichever. Gavilar. You all right?
Hey. Yeah, you are not the only person to call me that. I like, enjoy that name.
Yeah, is that still a thing? I don't know.
Unfortunately, yes.
You're not the only person to call me Chris either.
So, Scott, I need a favour.
Okay.
So, I've just realised that I haven't pressed my best thing of 2016 buzzer yet.
Time is running out.
As you know, it's December. It's getting worrying. I'm starting to get anxiety about the whole issue.
Do you remember earlier in the year we said that we need to have a buzzer, each one of us, like the golden buzzer on Britain's Got Talent? Because otherwise, everything is like, oh, that's the most amazing thing I've ever seen. And people overuse it.
Yeah, you're right. I was seeing the same old culprits on Facebook and Twitter going, this is the best thing ever. And it's like, stop saying that. You've got to, at some point, just ration it out a little bit more. Just choose one. But yeah, you do get to this time of the year, and if you haven't pressed your buzzer, you know, you run the risk of spaffing it on something stupid.
Absolutely, it's getting very worrying. There's only 19 days left. What do I do? What happens if nothing good happens the next few weeks?
Well, you can look back over the year.
I was hoping so, yeah. That was my favourite. I was hoping you'd let me do a retroactive button press.
Retrospective.
Yeah. Retrospective, what are those words?
I think you just made up a word, but it's a good word.
There's been a few times when I've fondled my button, and I could never bring myself to commit.
No. Yeah, fully commit. Well, you do feel the pressure, don't you, when you want to press the button? But what's the rules with this, Scott? Are we saying that people can look backwards on the year and go, oh, do you know what, I'm going to pick one moment from the past and go for it?
Only if they haven't pressed it yet so far this year.
Oh, that'd be great.
But what are your options? What are you thinking of?
So one of my favourite things that happened this year was, because everyone was mad for Pokemon Go over the summer, I like that you decided to get Chris involved in the whole fad.
And, we sent him to a bush.
You did. I really enjoyed that. And when he was trying to tempt innocent strangers into his bush with a promise of rare Pokemon within.
Yeah, that's
and,
true.
That clip was just everything.
Do you remember how intense that whole thing was? And now it's like,
yeah, it's gone completely the other way now. No one cares.
A lot's happened since Pokemon Go.
It has, yeah. I think people have forgotten about it with the other fun things. It's a good job there isn't a worse thing of 2016, because that would be spoilt for choice, wouldn't we?
Yeah, I would have pressed it ages ago. actually, I've found a clip of you doing this.
I'm in the bush. I've just found a Pikachu. Can't believe it.
God, this is like a trip down memory lane. Mm-hmm. It was a really hot day. You sent me to the bush on the theory that everyone was so excited about Pokemon that if I'm in a bush shouting that there is one, people will come.
Nobody came.
Oh, I love it. Not one. Absolutely not. People were desperate for Pikachus.
Yeah, not in that bush.
No. I don't know. Best moment of 2016, really?
It's getting there. I really enjoy that clip. I think it's been in the gap a few times, and every time it makes me laugh.
Yeah, it's been Bumble Air Gap a few times. What else are you thinking?
So, of course, there was the great Irish Olympians.
I love them.
Really,
the Donovan
really
brothers.
Love the steak. Yeah, oh, is that the name? I need to, add them on everything, because they must be gold.
O'Donovan's, right?
Yeah, the O'Donovan brothers, amazing.
Just finding that for you now, hang on.
They love the steak.
They love the steak.
A bit of steak, wasn't it?
They were loving the meals so much in Rio, do you remember, at the Olympics?
I do.
Talk to me about the next 22-odd hours, then.
Yeah. We go home now and get ourselves into a nice bed anyway. Cool ourselves down a bit after that and
get a bit of steak.
The food is fantastic there. Like, you can have steak for breakfast, lunch, and dinner with spuds if you like.
Oh, with spuds.
Oh,
I love them.
It's brilliant. I found myself like ordering steak in that voice at restaurants. It's quite bad.
I say that all the time. I think that's a really good option, actually. Especially, this year, a lot of people have been down on this year. There's been a lot of, negativity this year, some would say. A little bit of steak, for me, is the right kind of balance.
Get a bit of steak.
A bit of steak.
Right, what are you going for, then? Those are your two options.
I'm going to have to go for steak. There's no way I can't.
A bit of steak?
Get a bit of steak.
Yes!
Oh, he's pushing!
You just push your best thing of 2016 buzzer.
Oh my God, you can't believe the relief I'm feeling now.
Yeah, how does it feel? You've been banking it up all year.
I know, it's been stressing me out, and now it's all just it's released. It's gone.
That's right. Go and have a bit of steak to celebrate.
Oh, definitely. A little bit of steak. Oh, thank you, guys.
You can enjoy Christmas now.
Yeah.
Oh, I can. I mean, the pressure's off. Thanks, guys.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Tomorrow we've got Josh and Max from Yumi at 6 on Innuendo Bingo at 1:45. Scott Mills, BBC Radio.